Thailand eyes legalization of 7 casinos, 3 in Bangkok. Thailand's newly appointed Prime Minister Pathumthorn Shinawat has addressed concerns about the country's potential move toward casino legalization, signaling her government's intent to push forward with integrated resort (IR) developments. According to local media reports, the plan includes constructing up to 7 IRs across the nation as part of a broader strategy to stimulate the economy, with 3 of these projects slated for the capital city of Bangkok. The announcement comes on the heels of a policy statement released on Sunday, which Prime Minister Pathumthorn is scheduled to present to Parliament later in the week. This policy outlines 3 major infrastructure initiatives that are central to her administration's economic recovery plans. These initiatives emphasize large-scale entertainment complexes designed to enhance Thailand's appeal as a global tourist destination, a move likely to create substantial economic impact through tourism, job creation, and foreign investment. On September 9, the nation reported statements from Suksit Srichamkwan, Deputy Secretary General to the Prime Minister, which further elaborated on the government's plans. According to Srichamkwan, the current casino legislation, which is being reviewed by the Cabinet, outlines provisions for 3 IR developments in Bangkok. These developments are projected to require a minimum investment of 100 billion Thai bahts, approximately US$3 billion, each, marking a substantial commitment to the city's economic infrastructure. In addition to the Bangkok-based projects, up to 4 more integrated resorts are expected to be developed in other key tourist provinces across Thailand. Each of these additional IRs will require an estimated investment of around 50 billion Thai bahts, US$41.5 billion. The move to spread these developments across tourist hubs is aimed at ensuring that the economic benefits of the projects extend beyond the capital, potentially boosting tourism and local economies in regions known for their natural beauty and cultural heritage. As per the reports, the casino areas within these integrated resorts would be limited to covering no more than 10% of the total floor space of the developments. This stipulation is part of a broader strategy to balance the entertainment offerings within these complexes, which will include hotels, restaurants, shopping centers, and cultural attractions in addition to gaming areas. This approach mirrors similar IR models seen in other countries, where gaming forms just one aspect of a larger entertainment and tourism experience. The development of these IRs is part of a wider vision for Thailand's future under Pathumthorn's leadership. Alongside the casino resorts, 2 other mega projects were highlighted in the policy statement. The first, dubbed the Pearl Necklace Project, is a large-scale flood protection initiative aimed at safeguarding Bangkok and its surrounding areas from the increasing threat of rising sea levels. This project involves the construction of 9 artificial islands along a 60-mile coastal stretch, creating a buffer zone to reduce the impact of future flooding events. The second major project is the Land Bridge Project, which aims to enhance transportation and travel capabilities between Thailand's Gulf of Thailand and Andaman coasts. This initiative includes the construction of deep seaports on both coasts, which will improve goods transportation and tourism flow, further contributing to Thailand's economic growth. The Land Bridge Project is seen as a critical infrastructure development for the country, which relies heavily on both tourism and trade for its economic well-being. According to Thailand's draft casino bill, initial licenses for the IR projects will be granted for a 30-year term, with a review to be conducted every 5 years. The bill also specifies 10 types of businesses that will be permitted to operate within these integrated entertainment complexes. These include various amenities, including hotels, restaurants, stadiums, and nightclubs. There will also be cultural centers designed specifically to promote Thai traditions.